This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We go now to our good buddy who was just in town telling jokes and having fun. It was Rami Maklar from the Score North in the Twin Cities area. Rami, how you been, buddy?
Billy, Mike. What's up, buddy? How are you?
I am doing well. How you enjoying the Twin City, by the way?
I'm loving it. It's a great town, man. It's a really fun city. Even when people are in full-on panic mode about their baseball team, it's a really fun city.
Have you had dinner yet with our buddy Paul Charchian up there?
I have not. I have not had the pleasure of dining with Charch yet.
You got to get a hold of Charch and go over to Manny's and stuff your face like you're going to the electric chair.
Charch strikes me as the type of guy who knows where to find a good meal.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does, very much so, without a doubt. Hey, I want to start with the Twins. Obviously, the Twins are coming to town tonight, going to take on the Brewers in a quick two-game series. But the Minnesota Twins were lighting it up. They have slowed a tad bit as of late. What has been the problem?
Well, some of the problem has been just a team coming back down to earth. I mean, when the Twins were at their hottest, Bill, they were on pace for 110 wins. And even the most optimistic of us, and I was among the most optimistic in the Twin Cities about this baseball team when the season started, even I didn't see a 110-win season coming. So there was some coming back down to earth in the cards for this Twins team. That's just a matter of fact in baseball and over the course of a 162-game season. But if you want to know what has led to that coming back down to earth, part of it has just been a tougher schedule. They play in a terrible division, and early on in the season, they were getting a lot of Royals, White Sox, and Tigers on their schedule. And then the tables sort of flipped, and the Indians got a lot of Royals, Tigers, and White Sox on their schedule, and that sort of evened things up a little bit, along with some starting pitchers, Martin Perez, Jake Odorizzi, coming back down to earth and realizing that they were Martin Perez and Jake Odorizzi and not Cy Young or Johan Santana. So those are the specifics that have led to it. One thing that has been pretty consistent, oh, and throw in some injuries too. I mean, Byron Buxton can't stay on the field and stay healthy, and now Nelson Cruz on the IL, though it looks like they'll get him back soon. But what I was just about to say, Bill, is the one thing that has been consistent is offense. And even when they do have some injuries, this team hits home runs and scores runs. It's whether or not the pitching and the defense can do enough to back that up.
So as they come into Miller Park, now the Brewers obviously in the pitching department have been struggling with injuries, but their offense up until Sunday has been on fire. So give me your thoughts as to what gives. The Brewers' offense comes back and hits the ball hard, or the Twins are able to kind of shut them down?
I think the Brewers will be able to score runs because of the way that this Twins team has been pitching lately. And outside of Jose Berríos, who even he has leveled out a little bit, and Jake Odorizzi, who's come way back from where he started the season, but still pretty good. Outside of that, you really don't have guys in this rotation who you can trust, Bill. And the bullpen, they did bolster it with a couple of moves right before the deadline, but still a liability, like most bullpens all around baseball right now. I mean, I'm sure that folks in Milwaukee, especially after they were so spoiled with the bullpen that you've had the last year or two, were freaking out about the performance of that pen earlier in the year. And I know Twins fans have been panicking about the performance of their bullpen. But you look around Major League Baseball and even around contending teams or teams that have playoff spots right now, bullpens are just getting beat up across Major League Baseball. And I don't see that changing for either of those teams coming into this series with two pitching staffs that are struggling almost across the board and two offenses who know how to put balls over the fence and put runs on the board.
Talking with Rami Maklar from the Score North in Minneapolis, talking some Twins baseball. And with the Twins, now, I got to ask you this, Rami, because I know you're a big fan of not having a roof, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Love it. So my hashtag is don't put a roof on it.
That's what I thought. How is the fan base in Minnesota when it comes to Twins baseball? Because if they're in it to win it and they're actually coming down to the wire, are they coming out in droves as the weather turns?
They are. They are. That I will say. Early in the season, attendance was a major struggle for this Twins team, and I think that was due to the weather, but also due to the fact that the Twins organization lost lost the trust of a lot of their fans since they've moved into Target Field. They've had, I think, two playoff seasons, and both of those were kind of fluke pop-up years, and the team reverted right back to not-so-great baseball immediately following that. So I think that they did lose the faith of some of the fans. And I don't think that they've won it back completely. You know, right now, with the Indians making the run that they're making and the Twins now in second place for the first time since, I don't know, I think it was April 20th, I'm seeing more and more of the fans who have lost the faith and lost the trust in the Twins saying this is just another season with the cheap poll ads. That's the family that owns the Twins up here in the Twin Cities. It's a cheap poll ads. This team didn't do everything that they could at the trade deadline to bolster the roster and give them a chance to win a World Series. So some of that is coming to the surface again, that distrust of the organization is coming to the surface again because of this quote-unquote collapse that this team is going through right now here in 2019. But the attendance has definitely turned around. They're pretty consistently selling it out, especially for big weekend series like they just had with the Indians or a couple weeks ago with the Yankees. The Twins fans are turning out to Target Field. TV ratings are higher than they've been in years from what I'm told, Bill. So the fans are coming back around, but there is still a seed of mistrust in this organization.
When do they expect Pineda back and Cruz back?
Pineda should be any day now. I think that was sort of a maintenance IL trip. He's a guy who has had his share of injury problems. Actually, they signed him before last year, knowing that he wouldn't pitch for them for a full season. He had elbow issues. He's got tendonitis in his knee, so he's a guy who they have to really watch and try to maintain and keep him healthy. He had a stint earlier in the year where they put him on the IL with the knee tendonitis, and it was pretty well known. They didn't come out and say it, but it was pretty well known that it was a maintenance thing. It wasn't like the tendonitis was acting up or flaring up or had become a problem. They just wanted to stop it before it did. So he should be back any day, and we actually got some good news on Nelson Cruz yesterday. He is traveling with the team, and it sounds like he should be off the IL as soon as that's possible. I think that's this Friday or this Saturday that they can activate him.
Before I let you go, by the way, we're talking with Rami Makhlouf from the Score North in Minneapolis. Got to ask you about Minnesota Vikings because that's what I assume everybody up there is gearing up for. So how much pressure is there on Zimmer this year to get it done and win the division and get deep into the postseason?
Bill, I was told that something bizarre would happen in Vikings camp this year because something bizarre always happens in Vikings camp, and it usually surrounds some odd choice or something that Mike Zimmer says. And sure enough, that happened this weekend. All was quiet. All was well. There wasn't any real news coming out of training camp, as is the case in most training camps, especially this early on in things. And they go and trade for a guy from the Baltimore Ravens who's a kicker and a punter. And by the way, Bill, they already have on their roster a kicker and a punter who did not think their jobs were really in jeopardy. And then the guy shows up, and they have the kicker on the roster, Dan Bailey, holding for the new kicker. I don't understand for the life of me what the end game is there, that Dan Bailey be on the roster just to hold kicks for this new guy?
Right.
I cannot understand what that's about. I understand trying to upgrade your kicker or your punter and making that trade, but the way that they're going about it is just odd and bizarre, and it's my first taste of the Minnesota Vikings, and what I'm told is an organization that often has quirky, weird little things like that going on with them, and it's almost a tradition that one of them goes on in training camp. I just got my first taste of it.
Yeah, Zimmer's been doing this for a while. I don't know if it's Zimmer. I don't know if it's their general manager, but sometimes I always feel like he just doesn't endear himself to his entire team very well by doing some of these things. Remember the year that he had one of his players, one of the backup players, got a DUI or got pulled over, and he cut him and blasted him in the media. Meanwhile, his own assistant coach had gotten a DUI earlier that year and didn't say a word about it.
Yeah, but he does provide some good quotes, Bill. I don't know if you remember last year when they cut their kicker. His name is escaping me right now, but they had drafted him in the fourth round, and he cut him. And somebody asked Mike Zimmer, why did you go in a different direction? His answer was, did you see the game?
Right, right.
The kicker had
missed,
I think, three field goals to cost him the game. And his answer was simply, did you see the game?
Right.
Which is the correct answer to that question.
Yep, no doubt. Hey, good stuff as always. I'm glad you're enjoying your time there in Minneapolis. Get a hold of our buddy Charge. Tell him you got to go to Manny's, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Rami Makhlouf from the Score North in Minneapolis talking to us about a little bit of Twins, a little bit of Vikings, the pressure, the weirdness, all that kind of good stuff. And we'll talk with more with him as time comes on, as the Minnesota Vikings come a-calling. But Charge is back again this year. I was just wondering that because I just heard Charge on a national show not too long ago, and Charchian is going to join us each and every week starting Thursday. And I was just thinking of that because I was listening to him. Now, by the way, Charge believes that the Packers are not going to be nearly as good as everybody thinks they are. So we're gonna because I heard him say it. So I'm going to pin him down come Thursday. I'm looking forward to that. So Paul Charchian is going to be joining us. By the way, Rami joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com. 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.